It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, I'm going to open up the phone lines because you guys can sound off on this. We're going to be talking about annoying coworkers or the stuff that's going on at the office that you're just kind of shaking your head about. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This kind of came about because of this story that was popping last week. There was this big online debate on whether it's cool to take your shoes off at work and walk around in socks at the office.
Who's doing that?
Apparently, a lot of people are.
Oh.
A lot of people are getting real comfy at work, real comfortable, because they're kicking off their shoes and just walking around in socks. And I will slowly raise my hand and say, over the years of doing this here morning show, I've kicked my shoes off a few times in the studio.
Yeah.
Really?
But it's early and there's nobody else around.
Yeah, I get
a lot
that.
Of times.
Okay.
I get that.
But if it's like 10:30 and Jan from HR is shuffling by and is Where's Waldo socks.
Yeah, right.
You know, you're standing like at the urinal or something. You're like, is that a good idea, John?
What if something drips? You don't want that on your socks, right?
I know, like, just the floor in general. But anyway,
like
walking back and forth to the copy machine or shuffling into the kitchen and you see people standing there in their socks.
And that's a safety hazard because you could hurt yourself with socks in the kitchen, right?
Right.
Pour some coffee on it. Like,
drop something out of the fridge and boom, workers' comp. I think the consensus was that socks could be fine as long as it's a chill office setting. So if it's maybe an intimate, chill setting, everybody's typing code all day, I don't know.
Like this, maybe? Like we're
like
all laid
this,
back
I
in
guess.
A radio station.
Radios, I don't know.
It's
but
just
a little different.
You got to be self-aware. If you know you got some stinky little piggies,
don't
air them out.
Yeah.
Don't air them out. You got to be self-aware.
This is not the place.
We're very tight. Like the doors are heavy here. They're very, very heavy, and they keep sound and
smell in.
Yeah.
So if you know you've had a long day, maybe don't air your shoes
out. Or you're
out.
Just a little funky down there. Yeah.
Pardon me?
You should.
And I think it does depend on the sock situation, too. If you have decent socks on, like classy-looking socks, it might be okay. Or the fun socks.
Your sock game is strong.
I have a strong sock game.
You do. So you could. I would not be mad. As long as they smell fine, I would not be mad if you were airing out your feet.
I have the sloth ones. I have the corgis wearing ties. I have the waffle ones.
Do you have the Superman ones? I used to have Superman socks, and they had capes on the socks.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
They were like the mid-calf socks, and they had capes on them.
Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome.
That's hilarious. So, again, we're going to open this up to annoying coworkers at work, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Josh just ran off to answer phones. I'll give you one of mine really quick. I don't really have anybody right now at work that's really irritating me.
Okay.
Which is great.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be. But I was talking to a buddy over the weekend about this, and he said that, yes, at their office, they have somebody right now that is that person that goes into the fridge and they're eating half of the lunches that are in there. Not like there's 10 lunches and they eat five of them. There's 10 lunches, but they're eating half of each lunch.
Why?
So the coworkers are opening up their little lunch totes and there's like four or five bites out of the sandwiches in there. Like they're sneaking in and eating everybody's food. And they're trying to figure out who it is. They have no idea, Katie.
Well, that's a quick teddy bear camera is going to figure that
out. That's
exactly
what I said. And like, I think that's what's going to go on.
Yeah.
Is they're going to get little cameras in there and try to stop whoever's shuffling in their socks and eating all the lunches.
Yeah. Well, and I had a same kind of thing where a former coworker of mine used to say that the fridge at work was a community fridge.
Yeah.
That's what he called it. And he would go in and eat my blueberry ice cream almost daily. And I knew it was him. And I would go up to him and say, hey, what up, man? You make a lot more money than I do. And he was just like, that's a community fridge. Anything that's in that fridge is for the community.
False.
And I'm like, that is not, my name is on that ice cream. Like, that is Katie ice cream. It says so right there, you know?
Is
so,
this
yeah.
the
Ooh.
One that you said was a former professional
yes,
athlete?
Yes, he's a former professional.
So
he's
he
a
had
former
bank.
Bronco,
he had
honestly.
Bank.
He had bank.
And he was eating your blueberry ice cream.
Eating my blueberry ice cream.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
And he admitted to it.
Jenna, who wrote in and said, hey, team, I have a guy in my office that comes into my office just to tell me that he sent me an email every damn day.
Oh. Hey, Jen, I just sent you an email. Did you get that email I just sent you?
Did you get a chance check yet?
Every day. Josh, what was the mayonnaise one that came in?
Oh, my gosh. This is from Karen, and she said she used to work with a girl who used to slurp up on mayonnaise packets all day long. She goes, I can't even eat mayonnaise to this day because she thinks of that.
Oh,
sicko.
Yeah, she did.
That's disgusting. That's lard, isn't it?
That is just straight egg yolks. And oil. That's what mayonnaise is.
Why are you so distressed by this? I think that is such a turn on. That is crazy sexy.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Please stop.
We got Valerie, Stacy, and Kim on the line. Valerie, what say you?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
So I'm commenting on the people not wearing socks, or excuse me, not wearing shoes and or socks, especially in the summer months.
Yeah.
So what I did, and I'm a boss of a law firm, so what I did was I sent out a questionnaire for Christmas for ideas, and in one my questionnaire, it was just a fake questionnaire, but I wanted to know everybody's shoe size. And so for Christmas, I got every single person in the office house shoes with their initials on it so that they could wear them around the office and not be barefoot or in socks.
Look at you, all passive-aggressive.
But nice.
That's nice. So you got everybody's, you got everybody's slippers.
Problem. Yeah, well, Christmas is coming up. It's an idea for bosses out there. But it worked because everybody wore their slippers.
Why did you not like everybody in bare feet and socks?
Well, because we have clients coming in, and who knows what's on their shoes, and then they're spreading it around. And in the summer, if you don't have a pedicure or you haven't trimmed your toenails, it's disgusting. So,
Valerie doesn't want to look at those nasty feet.
Get your gross feet out of here.
I love your idea, Valerie. You win. You win for the day.
Thank you. You guys have
a good day.
Thanks,
Valerie.
Thank you. Kimmy Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing good today. So you got an annoying coworker?
Oh, my gosh, I do. so I work with him maybe twice a week. And when I'm there, he drinks Monsters and Red Bulls all day long. Mm. And then we're just sitting there answering the phones, and he lets out the biggest belches.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gross.
That's
And then
nasty.
He doesn't even say, excuse me. And I'm like, yeah.
What a slob.
He's one of those dudes that's like, I'm still belching. This is so funny. Yeah. They all love me.
Yeah, they all want me. Kim totally wants me. She loves my belching.
All day long, I'm like, are you serious? So I'm like, I'm going to go clean. He's okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just getting away from him.
The good news for you, Kim, if he's down in all these rock stars and Red Bulls all day, his heart will soon explode.
Yeah,
and you won't have to worry about this anymore.
Right.
May he rest.
Right. Rip.
Yeah, rip. Kim, you're the best. We appreciate your call. Have a good day.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kim. Bye.
Love you. Yolanda wrote in and said, this one guy at work always says, how's it going, yo-yo? Whenever he passes me or walks by my desk about 20 times a day, Yolanda, how's it going, yo-yo?
Oh, my gosh.
What's new, yo-yo?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Let's do Rochelle. I hate the way they walk, particularly when they just stroll up. No urgency. When I've called back for this is a checker thing. So she works at a dollar store or something, and they call for backup. They need an extra checker, and they just stroll up with no urgency.
Oh, that's the worst. I see a lot of like firefighters and paramedics do that, and I'm like, why are they not running?
I know.
They're
right?
always walking.
There's a fire, sir.
I know.
There's a fire. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So, who's the annoying person at your office?
So, I work for a prominent colored construction company, and I'm in HR.
Okay.
And the associates, for whatever reason, think that they can still come up to me and ask me about their medical and what would be the best plan for them. So it's annoying to me in the sense of just, why don't you know what you need?
I mean, yeah, I see that.
I don't get it.
So, sorry. But that was, me calling in and telling
so
my
you're
annoying
HR,
coworkers.
So you're HR, but they're coming to ask for medical advice from you?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, so we have annual enrollment coming up, right?
Yeah.
So then you get to pick which silver, whatever. So they say, okay, which one should I pick?
Which one's going to be best for my family? And you're like, I don't know your family.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know.
I got you now. That
and
would
then
be
they
annoying.
Spirit me. Because they're like, why aren't you telling me what to pick?
You're like, you're HR, Stacy. Help me out.
Yeah, like you should know everything.
Right.
I try to do my best, but there's some things I can't do.
Yeah. That's all right. We appreciate you. Have a good day, Stacy.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Stacey.
You got another one?
Yeah. Well, this is Sarah in Denver. Says she had an annoying coworker. Drove her crazy because they always called in sick.
Yeah.
And so she's like, we had to pick up all the slack. And then when she did come in, she was always sick and sniveling and in a grumpy, complaining mood. I've never wanted someone fired so badly. That's what she said.
Oh,
that's
geez.
Awesome.
I'm here. I'm sick. Right, oh, exactly. Help me.
You're lucky I'm here, though.
I had one. I'm going to tell a personal experience. I used to work at a Chick-fil-A back in the day when I was really young in high school.
Mm.
And I loved it. Honestly, it was great. But I had a coworker, and I won't say his name, but he is one of those guys that has probably the worst coffee breath you could ever smell in your life. And he's a close talker. So every day, and he was a manager. So I had no choice but to listen to him and sit through that. But he'd come right up to me and face to face me like, Josh, you're doing a great job. Just want to, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just trying not to breathe. So if the conversation lasts more than a minute or two, I'm about to pass out because I just held my breath. So that was horrible.
We need some more chicken sandwiches.
Gosh.
And it looks like we're out of waffle fries.
Lettuce, please. Oh, my God.
My pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Couldn't stand it.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.